This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli. I'm Rhett Ross of Continental Motors Incorporated. Rhett, you've just given a presentation on the state of your diesel development, and we're looking towards certification of the first product in that line later this year. I'd like to ask you how you improve the derivative technology that you bought, what problems you had, how you straightened them out, and what that new engine is going to look like and perform like.
Well, we started out focusing on key aspects to bring the derivative to market. Those include changing compression ratios to help with certain aspects of starting and operation. We've upgraded the turbo system, the induction system, and a number of tweaks throughout the power plant to make it both a little bit smoother, overall more performance focused, to increase altitude and everything else.
Now, the base technology had some issues with cold weather operations starting and had some altitude limitations. Have those been essentially done away with? Is the new technology, the Continental technology, improve that?
The base engine, as you said, did have, as all new products do, had some shortcomings. Yes, we have dramatically improved upon the cold start, altitude restart. Critical altitude has been increased substantially, and actually we have plans to increase it even further. We're really looking with our entire diesel product line at some new concepts that diesels afford us to quit really talking about critical altitude and start talking about critical cruise power. What we want to do is provide more power to the pilot in the cruise regime so that they can do exactly what they want to do, go faster. So that changes the way you think about your turbo system design. It changes ways that you think about your fuel system design and everything else, because now you quit worrying about this magic altitude and you start worrying about power through the flight profiles all the way up to altitude.
And would you envision that those engines will eventually, or maybe they're there now, would compete performance wise with the large displacement Continental gasoline engines?
Absolutely. We view that as an absolute must. We are known for providing high horsepower engines that perform and make you go fast for long distances, and that is actually why when we announced today the TD450 300 to 350 is our next product. That is the focus. We want to get those go fast, carry four plus passengers guys exactly what they want.
And you did, when we visited Continental a couple years ago to look at the beginning of this program, you thought the engine was expandable. It clearly is. Up to fairly large horsepower here, 350 horsepower. And what kind of applications would those be in? Would they be in the same kind of applications that we see large horsepower gasoline engines in, or new airplanes, or both? Would there be retrofits in there?
First and foremost, obviously the current fleets provided by the OEMs, new aircraft, are obvious targets. There's no doubt that everybody is interested in those, especially for the international market. We think this will afford some of the newer players on the marketplace chances to enter the market with new and innovative engines, kind of like what we're doing with our alternative fuel 360 and the Flight Design C4, for example. There are opportunities for new players in this market, and there's definitely, as we indicated, a chance to offer retrofits and other things. It's going to be a great and fun time as some of this new technology comes to market.
Looking at your models at the moment, if you compare new to new, gasoline against diesel, similar horsepower, how do the costs shake out?
Well, you know, it's cost and mass. You are going to see some differences. Just because it's new technology and lower production right now, it's going to the diesel will be a little bit more expensive than the gas. As we get into production, we would expect that you would start to see the diesel come in line with your other high-performance products on a cost basis. We are taking a very unique approach to try and increase the commonality of parts and systems because thereby we increase our production volume of discrete components and reduce cost. We have not really, given a long legacy of our prior engine designs, we weren't really good at that. This gives us a chance to do that. So long term, we can see very solid cost reduction potential as we bring these products into production.
Would you see a slow ramp up in diesel and a slow ramp down of gasoline, or the gasoline engine is going to hold their own for the U.S. market, for example?
I don't really see gasoline going away. I think it will definitely hold its own in the U.S. market. I think that we and others will have solutions short, mid, and long term for the lead issue. And I'm very confident and excited about that. I think diesel affords a great new growth market internationally. I mean, that's the holy grail. That's really what we're looking for, is to quit making the market only North America and Europe. Let's make the market Africa, South America, Asia, China, India. Diesel does that. That's the goal.
And speaking of which, you also mentioned that you will enter into some kind of a program for SDC approvals for the 182 for this engine.
That is absolutely correct. It will likely be one of many. I don't want to focus on any one particular aircraft type or market, but it is a ubiquitous aircraft. It is a great aircraft. It's a robust aircraft, and it's got a very large fleet. So it is a target segment that we can go after.
Well, thanks very much for the briefing, Red.
It's my pleasure, Paul, as always.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.